Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with organizer Joe Lockery about Guthrie Center's lighted display at Mitchell Park, lasting from Thanksgiving through January 1st. I'd like to know how the lighted park display began and when it began in Guthrie Center. Mm-hmm.
Sure. It was in 1994, so this is our 26th year of decorating the city park, and it started with my boss, who was the city clerk at that time, Gary Walter, and our friend Pam Kunkel, and we just happened to be all together one evening with our husbands and got to just brainstorming and said, why can't we do this? And so that's how it started.
What was it like that first year? Who kind of participated, if there was any businesses or groups?
Well, it was, you know, not near like it is now. Last year we had 88. I make a map every year, and I went back and counted, and we had like 88. Yeah, it started out very small, but like I said, last year I counted 88 some displays. We then later added the milk jugs, and we have over 550 milk jugs that line the route that you drive through the park.
And what have been some changes that you and the other organizers have made to the park over the years?
Yeah, over the years we've had the choir from the school come, and then at one point we had Santa and Mrs. Claus ride through the park, and we'd actually just have a lighting right then. Now we don't do that. We make sure that the lights and displays are ready for Thanksgiving evening, so the people that are coming through, you know, and having family dinners, then they can see that at night. Other changes, we've just got so many more homemade displays, and we have different memorials that families have put up, so that really, really is meaningful and nice.
And I know you've held a soup supper fundraiser in the past, but are not holding it this year. What was the reasoning behind not having that this year?
Well, yes, and we haven't had the soup supper all the 26 years. I couldn't even tell you. I'd have to look back to see when we did start. But we just decided that the money we spend on rent and supplies and all the people we have to call to make soup and bars, that maybe that money could just either stay in our coffer, or the people that had, you know, provided food can just donate. And it is a lot of work, and so we decided to try it this year by not having it.
And where is all this equipment and lights and everything kept year-round?
Yes, that's kind of a problem, too, and every time I want to add something, my husband will say, okay, now where are you going to store it? And previously, we've used the storage building up by the Guthrie Cemetery, the Union Cemetery. We've also used the old hog buying station. Now, recently, we're using, being the fire department added on, we're using the older part of their building, and that is so handy because it's, you know, so close to the park. So,
does most of your lights maintain year to year, would you say? Or how much of it is replacing lights and stuff?
Every year we have to replace probably over 600 light bulbs that goes in the light strings that go in the milk jugs. And then, of course, you know, with working with lights, that some will work and some won't. So, yeah, we do have, and we have the big tree at the entrance, and we have like five or six strings of commercial lights. We about every other year have to replace some of them. And so, yeah, that's just the upkeep. The wear and tear. One year we did have, oh my goodness, probably 10, 15 blow-ups. But that just didn't really pan out. We didn't want to do that again because of the wind that comes through and the snow and the ice. And so, but we just keep trying, and the homemade displays are just awesome. Now in 2010, the Gerald Simmons family started decorating the South Shelter House with animated. They have a Ferris wheel. They make new characters every year, and that's all homemade on the east side and the west side of the South Shelter House. And so they began that in 2010. So this is their 10th year of doing it, and they're awesome, just awesome.
Have you or the other organizers, have you started working yet on setting up the park?
Yes, and I always start in October. the 1st of October because I don't like to freeze my hands. So I got a lot done. But there's people that will wait to the last week, and we do want them all there by Thanksgiving night so we can plug them all in. But, yeah, it's really coming along. We always worry, but they always come.
Who else has kind of been the key leadership of helping organize this?
Pam Kunkel. She and I are kind of spearheading. Otherwise, we just have so many organizations and individuals that put up displays and lights. And I will say we do have, in lieu of the soup supper, we do have a donation box in the park, and it's lit up with a light and a sign with an arrow pointing down, and anyone could drop a donation in there or leave a donation at the Guthrie County State Bank or People's Trust and Savings Bank, and we would appreciate it very much.
Because it is a free attraction for people to enjoy.
Correct. Yep, we do not charge. We've been told, why don't you, you know, have somebody taking money? Well, that's not what we started this for, and we just figure now if they appreciate it, they'll leave a donation. We even have bus tours coming in last few years, and 1 year, oh, I wish I had looked up that. We had a vehicle counter set up down there. I can't even quote anything, but it was unbelievable the amount of traffic that went through the park. We had it like for 5 days, this counter.
So if newcomers want to help with the setting up or put on their own display, how can they get in touch with you to do that?
The 23rd, which is a Saturday before Thanksgiving, is when we will fill the 550 milk jugs with water and position them around the drive-through route. And then we string the lights in there. And that is the day we do that, at 1 o'clock. On Saturday, if the weather is bad, we plan on then the next day, on Sunday at 1 o'clock. We do appreciate any help. We have a 4-H group coming to help, but anyone is welcome.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with organizer Joe Lockery about Guthrie Center's lighted display at Mitchell Park lasting from Thanksgiving through January 1st. You can listen to this program online and find Lockery's contact information at raccoonvalleyradio.com.